What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back with Casual Season 3, and I'm so excited. I'm here talking episodes 1 and 2, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello. We're going to party. It's just me tonight, so I'm dancing alone, drinking a nice glass of wine, and I'm talking about one of my favorite shows, and I'm so excited that it is back, Casual Season 3. I'm talking episodes 1, Ashes to Ashes, and episode 2, which is called Things to Do in Burbank When You're Dead. I'm your host, Abby Vega. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at underscore Abby Vega, and next week, I'll be back, but we will have other people on this panel, so you won't have to just listen to me tell you what I think about the show. But diving in to episode 1, Ashes to Ashes. If you forget, the last season ended with Val and Alex's father passing away in a very strange way. And then Val and Laura decided to move out of Alex's house, which is probably the best, in my opinion, for that crazy relationship that they have. So it starts off, I think, perfectly. They show Alex venting to Leon on the phone, talking about his idea of what happened and who made the first move, reaching back out between him and Val. And then you see Val venting to Laura, doing the same thing, and they clearly both have very different opinions on who was reaching out to who. Because, I mean, do they ever agree? No, they do not. They both always think they're right, which is, you know, part of the fun relationship that they have. So the first scene, really, is Alex and Val finally, it looks like they were maybe going to dinner and, like, seeing each other for the first time in a while, which started off, in my opinion, a little awkward. You could tell that their communication has been off and they don't really know where they stand with each other, because they went from living with each other and only relying on one another to now they're separated. And you can tell they're both adjusting in their own ways. I always laugh, and I know last season we talked about this a lot, but sometimes their relationship seemed way like past brother and sister. We talked about that handhold last season a lot, and that brought me back to it. When they were leaving dinner this time, it almost reminded me of like a very awkward ending to a first date. Like one person kind of wants to, you know, maybe go get another drink, and the other person is awkwardly trying to say goodbye. And that's exactly what it reminded me of. And it was so funny, but it made me like cringe a little. I'm like, these are brother and sister, and they're so awkward with each other. They really got to get it together, because I like it better when they're just like loving and close and good friends. So hopefully that changes a little as the season goes on. You also get introduced, I'm really excited about this guest star, Jamie Chung is in it. And she is, it seems to be playing Val's landlord, Tina. Still a little confused about what Val's situation is. Is she living in the guest house or is she in the main house and the landlord's in the guest house? I was a little confused. I'm sure they'll let us know. But Tina seems like she'll be a fun character. That's like one of my favorite parts about this show. They always have really, really good guest stars. And I know that they also have Judy Greer coming on this season. Chase Crawford, who I'm so excited about. Gossip Girl fans, he's a babe. I'm so pumped to have him on this. But next we see Alex in his house. So we saw kind of Val's situation and what she's living with and how different it is. And then we go to Alex and we see that he's Airbnb-ing his room or rooms out in his house, which is hilarious. You know, you can tell that he's trying to kind of cling on to these guests as though it was his friend. And you see him trying to call Leon. And within the first 10 minutes of this, I could just tell, you can tell that Alex's character is so lonely and kind of just like thriving and trying to hold on to any sort of relationship or connection that he can get. So it was funny. He had this guest, I don't know, he had a foreign guest coming in his house and he was trying to make him breakfast. He was trying to like chat with him and this guy was just not having it. He was definitely over, I don't know, I can't come up with the word. but just trying way too hard with this guest, and you could tell that he was kind of a little freaked out by it. The next scene, finally, we see Laura, and she is with Drew, who, if you remember, her dad and Val kind of hooked up at the end of last season, and you're kind of wondering what would happen there. As of now, I don't get any vibes that they will be reconnecting. I know she said that she wasn't going back to him last season, and I think that that's the case. That's what it's looking like a little bit. But Laura tells Drew that she's really wanting to get rid of the tattoo that she – I'm blanking. I got to look that up. That her friend, they did that tattoo roulette, and she has those emojis on the back of her shoulder, and she tells Drew that she really wanted to get them removed. And I think it's always interesting to see her and Drew interact, because to me, he's never seemed like the father figure in this show. He's always kind of, I don't know if he's trying to be liked by her or what's going on. It seems that Val is always the one kind of like laying down the law. So it was interesting to me when Drew said, you know, Laura, if you get a job, how about I pay for half the tattoo removal and you can pay for the other half? I don't see this actually coming through. And it was actually really funny because Laura did the typical teenage move later in the episode talking to Val about this whole situation. She says, yeah, Dad said he will pay for half of it if you pay for the other half. Which right when she said it, I was a little confused. I go, wait, did he say that? Did I like hear something wrong? But then you realize that Laura was just being a teenager, because what teenager isn't going to try to like manipulate their parents in that way? That's, I remember like when my parents were divorced, that's one of the things that kids always say is, oh, you can go, you know, you can get around things a little easier. You talk to one parent about something and the other parent, there's a chance that they'll not figure it out. So that's what she kind of tried to do. And later in the episode, we see that that did not work out for her. And her answer, I thought, was so funny. She goes, why would you try to lie to me? And she's like, I'm a teenager. It's what I do. And that's like one thing why I love this show, too, is they're very just, they have such dry, good humor, and it's very realistic. And I thought that was just such a good line. Like, I'm a teenager. It's very just matter of fact, very simple. She didn't try to get away with it. And while I'm talking about that, another thing with this show that I'm obsessed with, and I have to say, is like these three characters, you know, Val, Alex, and Laura, their chemistry on screen, I wouldn't say it's like underrated, but I feel like you don't hear as much about this show, and their chemistry is so natural. The humor in this show I'm obsessed with. It's very dry. There's a lot of dark humor, and I really hope that this show just keeps building and growing, because I think it's hilarious, and I don't think they maybe get enough credit for how awesome all these actors are, and they cast it so well. So we also find out in this episode that there is a memorial happening for their father who passed away, but of course Alex, in his complete mess of a head and house, has not been checking the mail. So they have no idea about this memorial that they got an invitation to until, like, I think it was, I don't even know, like the day before it even happened. So they saw a letter from their mother who, you know, Val and Alex do not have good relationships with their parents. So it's funny, on the invitation, it says, please bring your dad's ashes. And earlier in the episode, they were making some dark jokes about what they wanted to do with the ashes, you know, just their standard kind of staying away from the super emotional aspect of what is going on with them. But they initially don't want to give the mom the ashes. They don't think that she deserves them. Even though they don't want them, they don't want her to have them. And Alex kind of, you see that he's been going to therapy, which is good for him. But he goes back to Jennifer, talks this out with her, and pretty much realizes that he needs to pass along the memory to someone else who needs them, because they don't need those ashes anymore. They're kind of letting it go. So this is something that I was, spoiler alert for you listening, that they go to this memorial, and Val and Alex's mom, this was like so shocking to me. We find out that Val is not Alex's full brother. Their mom is up on stage making this whole toast and speech about how much they're going to miss Charles. And she breaks the news that he took me in as a single pregnant woman and raised a daughter to be his own. And this to me was like the most shocking thing. I would have never seen that coming ever. And Laura's reaction, I was laughing out loud to myself. She just, there's a silence. You see the faces on Alex. You see the face on Val. They don't know how to even react. And then you see Laura just bust out laughing in the middle of this very serious memorial moment. And in my opinion, that's like, what else can you do? Because it was so ridiculous. Their grandma was just going on and on like this was no big deal. And it's like, this is huge news. And not only did you never tell Alex or Val, you're telling Val that the guy who died is not actually her father. And she just had thought that her entire life. So to me, that was just so crazy. And it was such a twist in this show. I didn't see it coming at all. And to me, it felt like, oh no, like Val is going to take steps back again. Because last season, you always see Alex and Val kind of, they're doing better. And then all of a sudden, something happens and you're like, no, I hope this is not what causes them to spiral or go like five steps back. And that was my first like gut instinct that this is not going to be good. And so I don't know. That's how that episode ended. And to me, it was so nuts. I was like, what the heck? So it ends. Laura's cracking up. And that was the end of first episode. So episode 2 is called Things to Do in Burbank When You're Dead. And this one I loved. It was very, very focused on Alex and Val, which was good because in the first episode, you see that their relationship is struggling. And although they were taken with this huge surprise at the end of episode 1, it kind of almost helped bring them together. It gave them something. Alex knew that he kind of had to be there for Val. And Val is just, she doesn't know what to do. She feels like her whole life has been a lie. She feels she doesn't know who she really is anymore. And so this episode starts off and they're done with the memorial. They go to a bar in Burbank. One thing I disagree with this show on, they always give crap to the Valley, which is another funny aspect of the show because that's something LA people I feel like do sometimes. They're always like, oh, the Valley. I love the Valley. So I don't agree with you, casual. All good things happen in the Valley, not all bad things. They always make the joke, nothing good happens in Burbank, and I disagree. I've had great times in Burbank. But Val and Alex are at this bar. They're trying to, just have fun, let loose, I guess. I don't know. They try to make a bet on a pool game. That doesn't work out for them. They have a really funny conversation in one of the quotes that I wrote down, because it's another really great aspect of the show, is our Facebook profiles are going to outlive us. They really do a good job of inserting relevant topics in our society today and kind of making light of them, but it's so true. It's like social media is going to totally outlive everyone. So I love that they include stuff like that, and I know that they'll be doing that all season. And then Val. I almost forgot how much I love these characters and how weird sometimes they are. Valerie decides to go out and, smoke a cigarette because she suddenly decides she wants to smoke. And she's just the most awkward, uncomfortable person when she's around strangers. I don't know if anyone else thinks that or notices that, but we always talked about that. It's almost like her and Alex don't know how to interact with people outside themselves. And that's why it's so interesting, and I can't wait to see the rest of the episodes because they're clearly living different parts, so we're going to have to see them. They have to find new relationships, but obviously it will be a very big struggle for them. So Val is, wanting to just go home, and Alex is like, no, let's do a night out in Burbank, which is way more fun than they made it sound. Nights out in Burbank are the best. I'll keep saying it. I love the Valley. I'm a Valley person. But she reluctantly agrees. And the first place they stop is called the Donut Hut. And it was the funniest thing ever because they're carrying around their dead dad's ashes. They actually have a donut sitting in front of his bag of ashes. And it's twisted, but funny. And it's just very them. Like, they don't think that's weird. It's just a normal donut outing for them. So that's kind of the first stop they have. And I like this episode too, because you find out little details about these characters that make them who they are that we didn't know before. We find out that Alex, I guess, used to be very heavy when he was younger. And that kind of, it was hard for him to eat a donut. And that, I don't think we had ever really heard that before. So just little pieces, you know, starting to piece together throughout the seasons of why these characters may be a little messed up in the head like they are. The next place that they go is to their high school. And this is where we learn something about Val. Apparently she was in the theater and she mainly did behind the scenes stuff. And you see her get a little emotional because Alex mentions, he's like, yes, I saw you in everything. I came to these performances. And you see, you know, her giving him like start to hug. You see that they're kind of getting back together and back to their good place, it seems. And you hear her mention how, hey, dad was never there. So this episode, even though they don't talk about him much until the end, it is their way of dealing with their father and kind of realizing why, how he was and how they grew up. So after we see them at the theater, the next spot they go is they just go to a diner, and they have a really good conversation just talking about how Val feels she doesn't know who she is anymore. And one line I love that Alex said is, you can do anything you want. You just decide and you do it. I think that's just good advice in general for any human being. You know, sometimes you just gotta just do it. Decide what you want to do and do it. And I felt like that for me, at least, just like in life and where I am in life, it was a nice thing to hear. And sometimes it takes a TV show to tell you, which is crazy. But she was pretty much saying she just doesn't know what to do. Once Laura's gone, when she goes to college, she's in a very weird stage of life. And then obviously this bombshell of not knowing who her father is, you got to understand that she would be very, very confused. And they finally, you know, they go to visit their house, their childhood house that they grew up in. Another good conversation. I love when they, because a lot of this show is funny and it's a little darker and it's hard for these characters to like open up a lot. So having these nice moments of them just fully opening up to each other is always really, really nice to see. And so early in the season was really great. Alex kind of gives Val a pep talk, you know, tells her, you're a good mom. You're good at what you're doing. You look at the life you made for yourself. So the last, you know, final thing that they do is they decide where they want to get rid of the ashes, and that's in Burbank. Very awesome emotional performances, I thought, from both the actors in this. They kind of give their speech. They kind of say what they need to say. I thought it was another cool line. There's a lot of good takeaways from here is that Val says, you know, ultimately, you were there. You may not be my real dad, but you were there. Alex says, I don't hate you. I'm letting it go because it's crazy how much time it takes to hate someone. They throw the ashes. That's kind of the end of it. Val ends up crashing at Alex's house. He leaves to go see the mom. The last scene is another surprise. You find out that Val possibly has another half-brother, which to me is kind of the thing that I think will take Alex 5 steps back, because now he's stressed about that relationship. So episodes 1 and 2, lots happened, lots squeezed in, lots of really great performances. I'm so excited to see the rest of the guest stars coming in to see what happens with these relationships. Is Alex going to keep this other half-brother thing a secret? I think he will for a while. But this season, I just know it's going to be good. I'm so excited. This show is back. And I hope that everyone tunes in every week to chat with us. And hopefully we'll be getting some guest stars in here. I know that Jeff Graham, the best at AfterBuzz, has been in contact with Tommy Dewey, his publicist. So hopefully we'll have him back in here again. But next week, we'll be back talking episodes 3 and 4. And until then, you can find me, Abby Vega, on Twitter and on Instagram at underscore Abby Vega. And we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.